Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of this program, joins us. Always great to talk with her. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Great. Some really good cases on the docket here today. Now, question here. This is the weirdest lawsuit I think we've read about, maybe ever. Luke Combs, country music superstar, apparently has sued a woman because she was selling $20 tumblers with his likeness on the tumblers. And he hired a company to go and find anyone that would sell merchandise that he hadn't authorized. So the company goes and finds this woman. She had only sold a few of them worth about $400. She had made the tumblers with his face on them, Luke Combs. Well, Luke Combs found out about this. The woman has congestive heart failure and was trying to raise a little money for her medical bills. And Luke Combs not only said, don't pay me the $250,000 I won because you wronged me, let me pay you. He turned it around and said, I am so sorry for suing you for using my image. But all of us in this room thought, Lisa, I mean, we hate her circumstance, but she did do the wrong thing. Is this the weirdest thing you've ever seen or what?
Yeah, it's really crazy. And Luke Combs, I mean, I think number one, he seems like a genuinely nice guy from everything I've read about him. And then number two, I think he was worried about sort of our cancel culture backlash because this woman was starting to speak out on social media about how terrible he was for doing this to her. And I guess she was starting to get a little bit of traction. So part of it was a PR thing. And part of it is I think he's just a genuinely nice guy. But he said, I accidentally did this. He didn't accidentally do this.
No.
He's authorized a team of lawyers to scour the internet and find people who are ripping him off. And that's what she was doing. You know, and the interesting thing was she failed to respond to the lawsuit. She claims she was never served, and she failed to respond to the lawsuit. So he won a default judgment against her, and she probably got a cease and desist letter that she ignored, too, because that's usually what happens first before they sue you. And if you agree to take it down, usually they won't come after you. So she didn't respond to any of this stuff, and so his lawyers sued her, and then she started, you know, with her – I mean, congestive heart failure, that's bad, you know, and everybody's sorry she did that, but I don't think it justifies what she did.
Mm, agreed.
And I can't believe he's now, I mean, first of all, he gave her $11,000 for medical bills. Then he invited her and her family to be VIPs at a concert, and now he's going to produce a tumbler with his image on it and let her have the money from it. I'm just like, dude, you're crazy.
You don't have to do that. Why is he doing that?
The tumbler's I've looked. It's on the website already. I'm sure it's selling like hotcakes. I bet she gets $100,000.
But she was in the wrong. She ignored. I didn't even realize she ignored the
seasons.
But she was totally in the wrong from the beginning.
Yeah.
He had every right to sue her. I think you're right. He was scared of the backlash he would get for, you know, crushing this poor sick woman.
You know what that does open the door for, though? Biggie, admitted heart patient. Mm-hmm. Kelly, admitted high blood pressure sufferer. You guys should go into Tumblr business.
Exactly.
Y'all need to start making some Luke Combs t-shirts.
Exactly. Yes.
He's a softie.
Exactly.
We'll end up picking somebody that will sue us and win and want the money.
Exactly.
Like Kanye.
He's fat and he has a heart issue. So?
Right.
He ain't so fat, that he couldn't produce a Tumblr.
Unbelievable. I was shocked that this turned out the way it turned out, but, you know, she's getting all the support.
But the PR is for Combs is through the roof.
And it would have been bad on the other hand, but the long and short of it is she's in the wrong. She should never have been allowed to do that, and they should have shut her down. I mean, to me, what he should have done is say, hey, look, I'm not going to take your $250,000, but you can't produce these anymore. This is my likeness, you know?
That's what he should have done. I think he could walk away
and
not take damages from her, but my goodness, I mean, he's gone way overboard, and I think it encourages other people to do this.
I agree. There's a woman now that we love this lawsuit from earlier in the week. I don't think any of us stand with Natalie Castillo. She bought a home next to something called Roy's Meat Service on the corner of South 19th Street in East Nashville, and they had been there for years. They're a little store and restaurant, and they pit cook their barbecue outside the restaurant. So the woman who bought this house as of 2 years ago says, I am driven crazy by the smoke coming from the pit cooking and the smell that is always coming from this restaurant. So she's trying to sue them to get them to stop. But the restaurant is saying, look, we've tried to work with her every way we can. And the guy who owns it says, we've been here longer.
Well, we smoke about 5 days a week. I just put my foot down. I said, look, that's all we're going to do. I'm through. We can't do anything else. You do what you got to do. It was just a little country store, you know, right here in the middle of East Nashville. And We want people to feel it when they come in that it's a family-run business.
May I say something before we proceed?
Of course.
I've heard this clip a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
and I love this guy's accent. I would let him cook for me.
Of course.
All the days of the week.
You know, exactly. You know his barbecue is damn good. Yeah.
You know it's good.
Exactly.
My question, I guess it's more of a confession. Mm-hmm. I've heard the clip many times, and it took me until I was this many years old when I realized he said, I put my foot down.
Yeah. That's
right. I thought he said, I put my butt down.
No.
You know, no. Like barbecue.
No, I know what you mean. I put my butt down.
I put my butt down.
No. He put his
foot down.
He finally said, we're not going to work with
I'm
it anymore.
I'm going to put my butt down.
He put his foot down. But she says they're violating residential zoning regulations by operating the restaurant on that property. But they've been doing that way longer than she was there. Does she have any chance here, Lisa, in this case? I think the public sentiment is for the restaurant. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the only concern, because, you know, they were there first doing this and she bought the house more recently, but during the time that she has lived there, he has expanded and he's poured a concrete slab and put up a new building that she says encroaches on her property by a few inches, but he tried to build it like right on the property line.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she's got a survey that shows he's on her property, which you can't really do that. But because he's put this new area where he does the smoking, this is now he's moved to where he does the smoking to right there. The smoke is literally like blowing right on her house and there's debris and stuff. And she has asthma. I mean, so there's a few complications.
Oh, boy.
Another
sick woman.
Okay. That clouds it a little bit for me. I didn't know.
You put your butt down.
I'm going to put my butt down.
You might have to put your butt down on this, huh?
As much as I love him, and I'm sure his barbecue is outstanding.
Is he over the line?
I think he's over the line literally because he built a little bit of that, that slab on her property. And smoke is one thing, which is bad enough, but if debris is coming across into her yard, and listen, I'm in the barbecue business.
You're not.
I'm not. I used to be.
He was briefly.
I was.
You used to be, right?
I know that. I think debris does.
Does that mean ash?
I think so.
Ash, yeah, like pig ash. Parts, yeah.
Ash and wood and pig snouts and tails and hooves and all that stuff gets over there. I'm with her on this one all of a sudden. Don't you think?
So it's going to come down to, it's called the law of nuisance. This is a private nuisance. If it was so bad that it was bothering a bunch of people and the city went after him, it'd be a public nuisance. But she has to show that he is unreasonably interfering with the quiet enjoyment of her property. And so he's got to, and usually a lot of times people will settle these things once they get before a judge with some modifications. Like, you know, the judge might say, you know, get off her property, you know, put your smoker over there, you know, take it a little farther away from her property, something like that to just resolve it. Because, you know, he said he tried to work with her, but building on her property right in her, it doesn't sound like he's trying to work with her.
Yeah. Exactly.
Would you take barbecue for a year and put up with...
I'll take it!
I was going to say, he'd...
big ash raining down.
I'll take it. All right, we'll give you free barbecue. Done!
Sold, where do I sign?
That's the negotiation. Yes, I would probably do that. As good as that barbecue sound from his voice? Oh, yes.
He put his butt down.
He did. I like that.
There's his butt right on that grill.
So he does. I love this case. There's a guy named Jason Levant Ferguson. He's 41 years old. He lives in Iowa, and he cut down some trees in public property that he was not supposed to cut down, and he was detained for it. He took more than 100 trees from the Stoddard Wildlife Management Area over the course of more than a year.
Bro.
He was going to use the lumber to build his own house in Iowa, and they caught him, and they said, you are absolutely not to do that, and he's in big trouble for doing that. His attorney, and this is some tricky lawyer in here to me. The attorney's name is Kevin Fors, and he says, actually, if you look back at British law, the Charter of the Forest issued in 1217 by King Henry III, that was transferred by common law to the United States and to Iowa when the U.S. declared independence from England. He cites specifically this paragraph, which says, every free man may aegist his own wood within our forest at his pleasure and take his own pawnage. And he says that's still on the books today.
Pawnage.
He says that's still the law of the land today, 900 years later. Lisa Lanier, what do you think?
I think this guy and his lawyer are nuts.
I think you're right. I think that's true.
First of all, his lawyer says that he had ineffective assistance of counsel in the trial because he allowed him, and I don't know if he's saying his own counsel was ineffective, which it sounded like he was.
Yes.
Because he said that he only tries about one, or handles, I think, about one case per year, and that he just didn't know what he was doing when he let this guy take the stand and incriminate himself. And so he's saying that this rule, the England's Charter of the Forest, that it became a part of the U.S. common law, and it doesn't work like that. I mean, U.S. common law is basically the idea that it's a set of laws that are not legislated or on the books, but it's the court's interpretation. And I'm sure that there have been, and those things are superseded by legislation, which is what you have here, where they say, hey, you can't go on public land and take all the trees out of the park. He's not going anywhere with this.
Maybe under the law, what do they call it? The law of the forest?
Yes, the law of the forest. Yes.
Under that statute, if he does take the trees, we can punish him by dunking him or stoning him.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that you might be doing some good for
go medieval on him.
You know, I love this. Yeah. And the defense attorney, I love, he said, Your Honor, I'm unfit. I'm an idiot. I cannot do
with all due respect, Your Honor.
I can't handle this case. What am I doing here?